And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Sterling High School, as Sterling Channel 19 proudly presents some playoff baseball here for you from live from Sterling High School. Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulz, and company here with us. It's Sterling Silver Knights, the number two seed, taking on the Pemberton Township Hornets as we take a look at the starting lineup, Schulze.
Yeah, you have Tyler Allison leading off, playing second base, David Jefferson in right field, Tyler Wolf batting third in center field, Zach Joseph, the pitcher, a left-hander, batting fourth, Pat Hayduke, the DH, his fifth, Mark Alley, the catcher, followed by Ashner Gardner, the third baseman, batting eighth, Atenio Velez, the first baseman, and Joey Ertler, the left fielder, batting ninth.
Here we see Ryan Smith catching for Sterling, Donovan Casey pitching, Matt Callen at first, JT Arden at second, Andrew Matola at third, Ryan McGoldrick at short, and outfield of Connor Walsh, Dan Baldino, and Andrew Miller.
And Sterling coming in, last year's division champions, lost to Buna down in Buna in that really close game. Schulz and I did that game last year, just had a phenomenal catcher, went on to a to the college level to play some ball too.
And you know, we always look back at that game when we're measuring this year's team to that year's, to last year's team. And as we look at Donovan Casey right here, just having an outstanding year, 5-1, 0.17 ERA. Can't get any better than that.
That's just crazy numbers out of Donovan Casey. But we got the opportunity to see him pitch at West Deptford a couple weeks ago in that huge divisional game, and he was just absolutely lights out with 12 strikeouts.
And actually, you know, to take it one step further, in both West Deptford games the first time around here, just was dominant. And, you know, the thing, one of the many things that's impressive about him, in addition to obviously the great stuff, the command, is his composure. A couple times West Deptford was able to get some runners on base, bear down, and just threw the pitches that he needed to throw. And, again, he's just having an outstanding year.
So Donovan Casey, the ace of this staff, and if you look around at all the ERAs of the starting pitchers here for Sterling between Connor Walsh and Andrew Miller and Matt Callen, even gotten some time pitching, all ERAs under two, and some really impressive numbers, and hopefully that translates well for a deep playoff run here for these Silver Knights, who've had a pretty good season. Started off on quite a run, had a little rut in the middle of the season, and now is really starting to find their groove here, with a mixture of playoff games and regular season games left to go here.
Very balanced through the lineup, too. You know, the pitching's been outstanding, but when you look at the lineup, I mean, mostly 300 hitters, so there isn't a weak bat in that lineup, and I think that's one of the things that's going to give them an advantage over some other teams that isn't necessarily, you know, kind of bottom-heavy and really can't do much at the bottom of the lineup.
First pitch from Donovan Casey to Tyler Allison is fouled out of play. A lot of room down the right field line. There really no fence where first baseman Matt Callen trying to give it a run couldn't track it down. But there's a lot of room out there. It's something different than what we saw at West Deptford a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it's very important that you have all your backups in order. You know, if there's any throws over there, you see Andrew Miller has had a great year in right field, getting over there with the backup. And then what we saw right there, as you look at the strike, swinging strike right there with Ryan Smith, who's just done an unbelievable job keeping the ball in front of him, going to his knees, blocking balls, because there's even more space back here behind the plate.
Allison fouls one off, still 0-2 here. So again, you're listening to live coverage of Sterling Baseball, playoff baseball, as the second-seeded Knights take on the 15th-seeded Pemberton Hornets. Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulz, Sean Cowling here, bring you all the live action, as we will throughout their playoff run. The 0-2 pitch now from Donovan Casey to Tyler Allison, and Allison rips one into center field, and giving it a run is Baldino. He's not going to be able to get to it, but he's going to hold Allison to a leadoff single.
Good job with Allison being down on the count. And, you know, that wasn't that bad of a pitch on the outer part of the plate. Got his bat on it. And just like that, Pemberton has the leadoff hitter on base.
I see Mr. Strauss in the field. Some of these underclassmen, Ryan Smith, Donovan Casey, Andrew Miller, and Ryan McGoldrick. Some of these underclassmen really starting to show what they're about. Talent we have for the next couple years, really.
So Donovan Casey going to go from the stretch now with Allison on first, and the check back to Allison returns safely.
That's a good point, Sean. I mean, you have – this is a team that's not just built for this year. You have next year with, you know, obviously your two key pitchers here coming back.
Pitch fouled off. First pitch, 0-1. Right now to the right fielder, David Jefferson, for the Hornets.
Of course, it will be a loss losing Connor Walsh, a senior, left-hander, who's been real tough this year.
So the 0-1 pitch on the way from Donovan Casey to David Jefferson. And another check back at Allison. And gets back yet again safely. Nice scoop there by Matt Callen.
Yeah, Casey's just trying to let him know that he knows he's there. Keep him close to that bag.
Defense in double play depth. And the 0-1 pitch from Casey fouled off again back to the screen. And you got to be careful back here. That one almost went over the screen fence. That could have been a lot of fans coming back here. And a beautiful day for baseball here. And humid, low 80s. It's going to get hotter during the week. But right now, we're under the luxury of your 10 here, Schulze, but it is hot out there. There's another check back to first base on Allison, and he gets back. 0-2 now to David Jefferson. Casey from the stretch delivers high, ball one.
He's wasting a pitch right there.
Trying to see if he's going to chase.
You know, if you had a game plan coming into this game, getting ahead of the hitters, that's what you've done on the first two batters here. But, hey, give credit to Allison, the first hitter, the leadoff hitter, for getting his bat on the ball in a tough situation, being down in the count, and just poking it to right field.
I'm sure you mentioned Donovan Casey's last start against West Def. I mean, 12 strikeouts, that's a junior. That really shows you what we have for the end of this year and the next year.
A 1-2 pitch swung on and missed by David Jefferson for the first out of the inning, and that's going to be out number one as Tyler Wolf, the center fielder, steps up to the plate for the Hornets.
And that's that breaking ball. If there was any time over the last couple games that we've seen him where he's struggled just for a small bit of time, I mean, it was early on in the first West Stepford game where he hung a few curveballs and you know, got the curveball up, but you can see right now the fastball's got movement on it and the breaking ball's down at the knees.
Wolf takes ball one low. It's Tyler Allison still on first base. No score here from Sterling High School as Sterling taking on the 15th-seeded Pemberton Hornets. Live on Sterling Radio, also going to be on Channel 19 later on today. And the check back again to Allison.
And I think if you're Sterling, the key here is to get off to a good start because this is a team that throughout the year has at times played down to their opponent and coming after big wins have had losses to teams they should have beaten.
The 0-1 fouled off the plate and off the foot, it seems, of Tyler Wolf. Well, even the count at 1-1.
And when you look at games where that has happened, the games that really come to mind are the two Collingswood games where they had big wins. Last time against West Stepford, only to come back against Collingswood and lose. So this is where Sterling today in this first round game really has to get off to a good start.
The 1-1 pitch from Donovan Casey. Runner goes, and the throw from Smith off from his knees is not in time. As sliding into second base is Tyler Allison. Smith actually fell down.
Went down in a heap. He's getting a good laugh out of that one. But I'll tell you what, with all that happened, he still was able to get the ball down there. Pretty impressive.
So Allison now advances to second base. Runner in scoring position for the Hornets. Top of the first. One out, 1-2 count to the three-hole hitter, Tyler Wolf. We've seen Casey work out of these jams before. He's going to have to do so here in the first inning. A pitch from Casey right down the middle and freezes Tyler Wolf for the second consecutive strikeout of the inning. There are two outs.
Well, that's what we said. Gets the leadoff hitter on, knows when to bear down, and comes up with two big strikeouts here early on when he needs it. And just to add to that last point we were talking about, them Sterling, you know, playing down to their opponent at times this year in a very good year for the Knights. The first-round playoff game last year, we see.
Joseph hits one to second. Harding scoops it up, gets it over to Callen for the out. 4-3 on the putout, and that's going to do it for the top of the first inning. One hit. No runs, no errors, none left on base. We'll move to the bottom of the first. It's no score here from Sterling High School.
Welcome back, Sterling, and in the bottom of the first here. Mr. Strauss, along with a few students, will be going to see the River Sharks against the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs Thursday, June 6th. Again, we went to Canton last Thursday, I believe. Good opportunity for us underclassmen getting the broadcast and like see like what part of it is and really see how it feels.
It's a great opportunity for these students to get some broadcasting experience. Shulzy, you got the chance to go with us this time. And next game is going to be, again, Thursday, June 6th, 10:30 pregame, 11 o'clock first pitch. If you're interested in getting out of school for the day, playing hooky, join us. You can go to riversharks.com for tickets.
And what a great – what.
Once again, welcome back to Sterling High School. No score here. The bottom of the first inning. Pemberton gets their leadoff man on, but not able to score the runner, as now Sterling will have their top three hitters, Baldino, Miller, and McGoldrick, up to bat. Baldino will lead off. Baldino averaging 338 on the year.
Come on, Dan.
And in that first inning, Casey looked dominant as ever. Obviously, the first leadoff batter was able to get on base, but sometimes you have to give credit to a kid like Gauss and just going out after the pitch, shortening up his swing with two strikes and just having a great at-bat.
And Mr. Schultz, as you mentioned, Donovan Casey coming up that 12-strikeout game against West Tech, and he already has two here in the first inning. If he keeps that pace, he's on pace for another double-digit strikeout game.
Baldino looks at strike one and evens the count at 1-1. Joseph, the left-hander, going to work from the belt. Second pitch down low, ball two. 2-1 the count to Baldino.
And for the most part this year, Casey's really been in complete control of most games from beginning to end. And you get the feel that today is going to be that way with the way he started off in his first inning.
Baldino fouls one down the first base line and not able to get it. Is Velez, the first baseman. Goes out of play over their own dugout. And it will now be 2-2. Waiting on deck is Andrew Miller, the right fielder. The 2-2 pitch to Baldino. It's a foul tipped just off the tip of the end of the bat. And he hangs in there, 2-2.
Yeah, this at bat by Baldino is really indicative of a lot of types of bats that you get from these guys in this lineup. They hang in there. They're tough outs. They make pitchers work. And that offensively has been the big key for Sterling this year.
The 2-2 pitch to Baldino just outside and high. Brings the count full. And Joseph, the pitcher for Pemberton, really wanted that one. A little good from here.
Yeah, it might have been a little away. But again, good eye by Baldino in a tight situation there.
The 3-2 pitch. Low and inside, and the leadoff runner, the leadoff hitter is aboard on a walk.
Come on, Andrew.
And that'll bring up Andrew Miller.
And I like the fact that he made him throw a lot of pitches there initially. Does a lot of things. Obviously, if you continue to do that, it'll wear out the arm and gives everybody a look at what Joseph has there out on the mound.
Andrew Miller stepping to the plate now for Sterling. Miller hitting 375, leads the team in walks with 17. And a lazy check back to first, and Baldino not going anywhere. So again, this is the first round of the South Jersey Group 2 South playoff. Sterling earning a 2 seed. Pemberton Hornets a 15 seed. And the pitch, Miller showing bunt, and then he pulls back, and it goes in for a strike.
Well, they're the type of pitches Joseph's going to have to make because he doesn't look like a kid that's going to overwhelm you with the velocity on the fastball, but he's got to rely on location, and keeping the ball at the knees like that last pitch was is going to be a key for him today.
And another check back to Baldino at first and able to go back walking into first base is Baldino. So, again, the count remains 0-1. Baldino leadoff walk. The 0-1 pitch on the way, showing bunt. Miller ducks out of the way, and it'll be 1-1.
Wow. Almost He showed bunt duck, but just barely got the bat back as far as pulling it back. That's a tough one. That situation, you can almost get called for a strike, but apparently he was able to get the bat back.
And Miller puts the bunt down, goes down to third base line. The third baseman, Gardner, picks it up in foul ground, so it'll be 1-2. And Baldino will trot back to first base. Too much English on that one.
Yeah. Well, you see, runner on first, it's bottom of the first, no outs. It's a perfect sacrifice opportunity. Try to get Baldino over to second, and Ron McGoldrick on deck, see what he can do.
So 1-2 the count, nobody out. Baldino on first, and the pitch from Joseph. Low bounces in front of the catcher, Ayala, but able to keep it in front of him nicely, and Baldino stays at first.
Yeah, and they're the tough ones to block, the ones that are far out in front, because you never know. They hit something, they could end up going over your shoulder. Real good job there by the catcher, Ayala, with the block.
2-2 the count. A pitch from Joseph, and it's a rip to the second baseman, Andrew Allison. He's going to get over to second base for the out. So it'll be a fielder's choice. And that'll bring up Ryan McGoldrick, the shortstop.
Well, Miller hit it hard, right on the nose, just right at the second baseman. And
all right, Ryan, let's go.
As for Joseph, it doesn't matter how you get the outs, just get them, and that's a big out right there.
Bring up shortstop Ryan McGoldrick.
We see that breaking ball pretty much, except for that the one on the 2-2 count, Rob, that was close and caught a little bit high. Joseph's done a nice job keeping it at the knees. We saw him with the fastball to Miller there. Had the breaking ball right at the knees to McGoldrick.
Second pitch from Joseph gets away, and that's going to make Andrew Miller advance to second base on the, I guess we'll call that a pass ball. Snuck under the legs of Ayala. And now you have a runner in scoring position.
Well, that's the thing. With the runner on, and if you want to throw that breaking ball, you really have to have a lot of confidence in your catcher and his ability to block it and keep it out in front of him.
0-1 the count. And outside to McGoldrick. It's now 1-1. Ayala trying to frame that on the outside part of the plate and wasn't able to do it.
Yeah, you know what? If you're going to frame that, you want to just move the wrist. He brought the whole arm in, and that's a dead giveaway. A lot of umps, most umps aren't going to give you that one.
Outside for ball two, now 2-1. Joseph working quickly here with Andrew Miller standing on second base, advancing on the pass ball.
Now you see McGoldrick offensive ability. I mean, he leads the team in singles, hits, and 403 average, and that's amazing for a junior.
Inside to McGoldrick, and he's going to move up to first base on the walk. So now you have runners on first and second. Second walk of the inning issued by Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph started out working very quickly. Last couple pitches, walking off the mound, really trying to regain his composure, get himself back into a rhythm. Throwing's tough, though. They don't swing at many bad pitches. They make pitchers work, and they're not going to overwhelm you with power, but they'll small ball you, and they just keep coming at you, 1-9.
It's going to bring up Donovan Casey, the pitcher, hitting the four spot. Hits one into center field. Giving chase on it is Wolf. Makes the catch, and the runners will not advance. So it's a line out on the first pitch, Donovan Casey, for the second out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Andrew Mottola, the third baseman.
Well, that's a big out there, obviously, by Joseph. Getting Casey the cleanup hitter. Out. Another pretty good pitch. I mean, it was low, a little bit below the knees. Casey went after it, thought he could turn on it, and just like that, Joseph gets the second out.
Toll coming into the game, averaging 360 with 13 RBIs. No better opportunity than to get some more RBIs than this as he looks at strike one on the inside corner. Runners on first and second, two outs here in the bottom of the first, and still no score. The 0-1 to Mottola, inside and low, ball one.
And that's that low pitch that we've seen a couple times Sterling go after. Laid off it on that one.
1-1 the count, the pitch outside. And then again, Ayala trying to frame that. Joseph trying to paint that outside part of the play. We saw a lot of that in the West Deptford game.
Yeah.
We've got a generous strike zone
again, you, when you're framing it, you want to go out, move the wrist in, but don't move the whole arm in.
A 2-1 pitch, again, low. Ayala, nice job to block it. It's now 3-1. Hitters count here for Mottola.
Ayala doing a real nice job keeping everything in front of him. This is a real good opportunity for Andrew Mottola here. Like you said, with the hitters count, Rob, at 3-1.
Mottola, the righty, gets the pitch, swing, and a miss. Now the count is full. Runners will be on the way with two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Still no score. McGoldrick on first. Andrew Miller on second base.
Joseph left that one up. Got away. Got a break on that one. That was left up in the zone.
The 3-2 pitch. Mottola fouls it off behind first base out into the parking lot, and then the count will remain full.
Yeah, went back with the fastball here.
Chris Mazzone, the DH, waits on deck.
See, Mottola really battling. Is it bad off with six pitches so far?
The 3-2 pitch, runners on the way. Mottola walks. So now bases loaded for Chris Mazzone. A great opportunity here for Sterling to really break this open. That's a third walk of the inning by Joseph.
Boy, Joseph really wanted that one. I mean, you could see his frustration out there on the mound, walking around the mound, taking the hat off, and definitely looks a little frustrated right now with Sterling here at the bases loaded and two outs with Chris Mazzone coming to the plate.
It's all you, pal.
Chris Mazzone's going to enter the game hitting 306, tied for the lead, for the team lead in second place, rather, in RBIs. And he looks at strike one.
Well, it was Chris Mazzone in the last game we were out here against Gateway who came up with a big hit to break open, I believe, the sixth inning. The game where Strong was a little bit sluggish and in another game where they kind of played down a little bit.
Mazzone looks at two straight strikes, and he finds himself in an 0-2 hole. With the bases loaded, two outs here in the bottom of the first. Miller on third, McGoldrick on second, Mottola on first. Mazzone, high, ball one. Kind of a waste pitch there if you're Joseph, trying to get Mazzone to chase that high fastball.
Yeah, and that was a real nice, good second strike. Breaking ball to the outside part of the plate that just caught that outside corner.
The 1-2, and Mazzone goes down looking with the bases loaded. Big strikeout there for Pemberton, and that's going to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and three left on. We are going to move to the top of the second. It's no score here from Sterling High School.
Yeah, a lot of playoff action coming up on Sterling Radio with baseball. With a win here, could play either Manchester or Cedar Creek. Softball plays tomorrow against Deptford, and volleyball on Thursday after first round bye will play at home.
Top of the second here as Casey going to hit or pitch one to Pat Hayduk, who's a DH, fouls it off, 0-1. No score here in this opening round matchup between Sterling and Pemberton.
Awesome, Blue.
Can't really pay attention to the seedings here at all in this tournament because really anything can happen.
Now, well, what we were talking about earlier, last year Sterling went against Willingboro, a lower-seeded team, and really had to bear down and just barely came away with a win in that first round game. So these are always a little bit scary. See Casey get the strike right there, the swinging strike.
So 0-2 to Hayduk, the DH. The 0-2 pitch from Donovan Casey, high and inside, ball one.
Yeah, and that's that breaking ball. Obviously, he wanted to get that down a little bit. You could see the frustration on his face right there.
The 1-2 pitch from Donovan Casey fouled out of play into the auxiliary fields behind us. Actually landed on the softball field behind us.
And talking to Coach K and him just saying one of the nice things about Donovan Casey is when he makes a mistake or has a bad pitch out there, he knows how to self-correct himself. He knows what he's doing wrong.
The 1-2 pitch from Casey and good. Goes down looking as Pat Hayduk The third strikeout of the game already for Donovan Casey. That's strikeout number 52 on the season.
Well, that speaks right there to how he corrects himself. Obviously, he hung that curveball up when after one strike a little bit high there. That was right at the belt and then broke right at the knees. Perfect pitch there for the strikeout.
That brings up Mark Ayala, who looks at ball one low. Ayala, the catcher, did a great job in that first inning, really wrangling in some of those pitches from Joseph as he looks at ball two high. So 2-0 now to Ayala.
You see Casey real aggressive with his first five batters. I mean, striking out three of them. I'd say you want to get the game going.
52 strikeouts on the year for Donovan Casey. And a pitch inside. Ayala not even taking the bat off his shoulder yet. And it's 2-1.
Now, other than Allison, even the one he hit was the right field. They really haven't been able to get around an Donovan Casey fastball.
And Ayala hits one in the gap between short and third. And just as you say that, Schulze, Ayala's on first base with a base hit.
Well, I don't know. That looked like he was possibly guessing. He guessed right that he was going to see a breaking ball. Got a breaking ball, just put his bat out there. And that's what you have to do against a kid like Donovan Casey. Shorten your swing, put your bat on the ball. That was how Allison was able to get on first as a leadoff hitter.
Go infield, turn two over here. Let's go.
That's going to bring up the third baseman, Asher Gardner. Getting the signs from the third baseman off to his left. Steps into the box as a right-handed hitter. You've got Ayala on first. Casey now from the stretch. The pitch, and it's fouled sky high. Ryan Smith getting some room, and he makes the catch. Bumped into the umpire initially, but able to corral it. Nice job to really keep the concentration. And the umpire trying to get out of the way, and he couldn't.
Okay, DC, one more, DC. Let's go.
So one pitch and one out. I checked that, two outs now. And that'll bring up Anil Velez, the first baseman. Ayala on first. The pitch from Casey up high. Ball one. And ball down low. Ball two. So Donovan Casey really working pretty quickly here in this. And we saw a lot of this again through a lot of his starts that he does work quickly.
And this is rare, him getting behind on a batter. I mean, for the most part, he goes right at them, throws strikes, throws first pitch strikes.
And a hit to sharply to second base and flips it over to McGoldrick for the easy out. 4-6 on the putout, and that's going to end the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and none left on base, and that's going to do it for the top half of the second inning. It's still no score here from Sterling High School. We're back right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School, ladies and gentlemen. Still no score here as we move to the bottom of the second inning. Sterling due up Ryan Smith, Matt Cowan, and JT Harding. And just as a reminder, the first annual SH Festival coming up this Friday, May 24th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lots of live music by even one Ryan Smith going to DJ a little bit as our the starting catcher here. I'm sure he's got a lot lined up. Live music all day, going to be broadcasting right outside the cafeteria. Going to be a good time, lots of contest prizes. Follow updates on At Nights Radio on Twitter, or you can like the page on Facebook as well. Once again, due up for Sterling, Ryan Smith, the catcher, the aforementioned Ryan Smith, DJ in Radio 2 class. And now going to lead off here for the Sterling Knights. Matt Cowan, the first baseman, and JT Harding. And
real nice job on that pop-up there, running into the catcher, but not losing sight of where the ball was at, and was able to crowd in. Always good to help out your pitcher when you get a nice easy out like that. One pitch, and it popped it up, and he's able to grab it.
Look at Donovan Casey, real aggressive. His first two innings, I mean, coming out throwing strikes out of it from the get-go and really get going here.
Come on, Ryan. Time to crush it. Let's go.
That's going to bring up Ryan Smith to bat now. Takes first pitch inside, ball one. Hey,
Well, Akita Joseph, again, is keeping the ball down, and for the most part, he's able to do that in that first inning.
Smith fouls off the second pitch, and evens the count at 1-1. Smith entering the game, hitting .304, hit a mammoth home run in that West Effort game in the top half of the seventh inning to put Sterling up very, very comfortably.
Well, he's
that
kid.
Was like a 350-foot shot over the right, left field fence, rather.
If you, it's funny you say that, because if you leave the ball up to him as he gets it down right there in the dirt, and that's the second strike. But the previous pitch was the type of pitch up in the zone that a kid like Smith can turn on. And you said it, Rob, what he was able to do to that ball. West Epford hit it about 340 feet.
The 1-2 pitch from Joseph, and Smith hits it on the ground right back to the pitcher. Joseph is going to flip it over to Velez for the out. 1-3 on the putout, and that'll retire Ryan Smith, and that'll bring up Matt Cowan, the first baseman.
Not a bad breaking ball. It looks like he's got good late action on his breaking ball. And again, he's going to be a kid who relies on location, painting the corners, keeping the ball's knees, and very impressed with the breaking ball that he mixes in with that.
Talk about Ryan Smith's home run. It kind of caught us off guard. In all intent and purposes, a blowout game as Matt Cowan hits one foul down the third baseline.
And also a game where Sterling was pretty much playing small ball like they normally do, getting the ball to the right side, moving runners over. And you're right, it did. It caught us off ball by far and away, the hardest hit ball of the night.
Matt Cowan up to bat, facing an 0-1 count, and fouls another one off, make it 0-2.
Yeah, there's that breaking ball. It's really giving Sterling some fits. I mean, good late action. He keeps it down. Hasn't really, if anything, he's got the fastball up in his zone a couple times, but has kept the breaking ball down.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's a pass ball, and the throw is in time, so it's going to be the second strikeout of the game for Joseph, and that's going to bring up JT Harding.
See, it's certainly a pitcher's duel, the first two innings between Casey and Pemberton's pitcher. I mean, both of them coming out throwing.
And you can see this is Joseph, a kid who looks like, after getting in that jam early on, has really gotten back into a rhythm, and this is where you got to watch. A kid like that, this can get on a rhythm, get on a roll, and really start to regain his composure. It looks like he's really made a giant step in doing that with these first two hitters.
JT Harding, the nine-hole hitter, hitting .237 on the year. One home run, 11 RBIs. 18 runs scored. And Harding pops one up to second base. Underneath it is Andrew Allison. He makes the catch for the third out of the inning. That'll do it for Sterling here in the bottom half of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We'll move to the top of the third. Still no score here from Sterling High School. And welcome back to Sterling High School, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulz, and Sean Cowling here as Sterling back on defense here. Joey Ertler stepping up to the plate for the first time today. Swings strike one. Pitcher's duel here is even count at 1-1. Mr. Schulz, you had a chance to talk to pitching coach Tad Kozineski of Channel 19 fame. What did he have to say as we take a look at the second pitch from Donovan Casey? Grounds over to shortstop and gets under the glove of McGoldrick. And that's going to put Ertler on first base on the error on McGoldrick.
And again, another inning where they get the leadoff hitter on. But Donovan Casey, you talked about it being a pitcher's duel, really bearing down and getting the outs, getting big strikeouts when he needs to get it. But when you look at Joseph, for the most part, he's kept the fastball down. But I think even more importantly, he's got that late break on that curveball, and he's keeping that down. Really giving Sterling a lot of fits, especially in that second inning. And again, it looks like he's getting himself in a little bit of a rhythm here.
So Ertler on first base is Allison, the shortstop, back up to the top of the order. Ertler, check that out. Tyler Allison shows bunt and brings it back for ball one.
Allison one for one with a single in the first inning.
Also had a stolen base, but was stranded at second. So Ertler on first. The 1-0 pitch to Allison, grounded over to shortstop. McGoldrick this time flips over to second base and just barely gets Ertler on the fielder's choice. Really close play. It was actually, didn't think it was going to be that close, Schulz.
Well, it wasn't hit that hard. It kind of trapped up in that grass. It wasn't really hit like a line drive, a hard hit grounder. Took some time. Good job of McGoldrick fundamentally getting the ball in and out. one quick motion and getting that key out for the force at second.
So now you have Tyler Allison on first. David Jefferson up to the plate right now. Struck out back in the first. And a check on Tyler Allison. Close play there. And the umpire probably hear that, calling him safe.
You see Casey coming out really aggressive. First pitch strikes. Aggressive with his pickles. Rolling along.
The first pitch to David Jefferson. High and inside. Ball one.
And you saw him in the previous batter attempt that sacrifice. I think you got to stick with that a little bit more, especially with the leadoff hitter on and nobody out in that situation. Try and get that sacrifice, move the runner over, especially you're on the road as the underdog.
Donovan Casey again checking over at Tyler Allison, who probably remembering that he had a stolen base in the top of the first.
Yeah.
1-0 the count to David Jefferson, the right fielder. The pitch from Casey on the way, right at the knees for strike one. Again, no score here as we are in the top half of the third inning between the 15th-seeded Pemberton Hornets and the Sterling Silver Knights, ranked number 2 in the South Jersey Group 2 South tournament. Pitch from Casey, swing, late swing and a miss by David Jefferson, and now Casey's ahead of Jefferson 1-2.
Yeah, so you have to like the way he's able to throw key pitches with the man on, looking at Allison over there. And a couple pickoff moves the first, got a pretty decent pickoff move the first. Works quick, gets home very quickly.
Allison the lead off the first. They're going to check back at him, and he's back in time. Really keeping an eye on Tyler Allison is Donovan Casey.
Yeah, and that was his best move right there to first. Really quick with the feet.
The 1-2 pitch on the way from Donovan Casey to David Jefferson. And they check back at Allison again, and he's back safely.
Yeah, you're not necessarily thinking you're going to get him. Obviously, he wasn't that far away, but just keep him close. Don't allow him to get any type of a jump right there.
1-2 delivery. Jefferson foul tipped and caught into the glove of Ryan Smith, and that'll go down as a strikeout for the second out. That's Donovan Casey's fourth strikeout of the afternoon.
That was just a great job of constantly looking over, keeping the runner close, and at the same time not losing his focus, making the pitches that he needed to make right at the knees, and getting a strikeout. Another key strikeout with a man on here for Donovan Casey.
That brings up Tyler Wolf, who struck out, and now the runner's on the way is Allison, and getting in there just barely underneath the tag of Ryan McGoldrick is Tyler Allison. So that's two stolen bases by Tyler Allison in this game.
And that's the move you have to make here with two outs. Again, on the road, you're the underdog. Get Allison in scoring position, and hey, a hit right here could get you the first run of the game.
Tyler Wolf swung at that first pitch. It's an 0-1 count. And the 0-1 delivery. Wolf fouls it off, and now Donovan Casey ahead of Wolf.
All right, it's all yours
with
now.
Two outs.
Plenty of room.
As you mentioned, that Allison really aggressive on the base pass, stealing, trying to get in the head of Donovan Casey. Casey's trying to fight back, trying to get him out.
So 0-2, the count to Tyler Wolf. Two outs, top half of the third inning. Still no score here from Sterling High School. The pitch from Casey. A little low.
Pitch,
underneath
good
the
pitch.
Knees. Good pitch there by Donovan Casey. Try and get Wolf to chase, but he didn't.
Yeah, you'll very rarely see Donovan Casey throw a mistake when he's ahead in the count.
A 1-2 pitch just outside. 2-2. To Tyler Wolf, and
that
froze him.
You think that would have been a strike in that West Deptford game?
Yeah, clearly.
I mean, that was a game where they were getting the outside strike, and both pitchers really attacked the area, 6 inches to a foot in the outside part of the plate.
And that pickoff trying to catch Allison off second base goes back to McGoldrick. Good alertness by Tyler Allison to get back to second base. I don't see that too often, the pickoff to second base. The 2-2 pitch from Donovan Casey hits him, and that's going to put Tyler Wolf. That hurt him. Hit him right in the back. And the first base coach is going to come down, and he's holding his. As he turned, I guess it must have hit him in the arm. Yeah, hit him in the left elbow area. I guess as he turned to get away from it.
Okay, no problem.
So that'll put Wolf on first and Allison on second.
That's one of those ones I think he was trying to get it inside, maybe at the fist, and obviously got a little bit away on him.
That's Donovan Casey's fourth hit batter this season.
And that's going to happen sometimes when you want to go up and in. You know, a lot of times pitchers want to work away. And I know Coach K says, hey, you're going to work away, but you've got to work both sides of the plate. And especially when you get in a situation where you might have hitters crowding the plate. And again, he wasn't trying to hit him. He just got away from him a little bit. But you have to think he wants to try to get it on the inside part of the plate or get it on the knuckles.
Tyler Allison on second, Wolf on first, and now Zach Joseph, the pitcher, up to bat. And a good rebound there by Donovan Casey after a brief meeting at the mound. Joseph grounded out the second back in the first inning.
See Allison aggressive, really inching on second and trying to get first run home of the game.
The 0-1 pitch outside again, and they'll throw to first, and they've got Wolf in a rundown. And able to get it for the out. That's going to end the inning. Tyler Wolf caught stealing. And that's how the inning will end. No runs. No hits. No errors. But one left on. Check that. One error. And one left on. We're going to move to the bottom half of the third inning. Still no score here from Sterling High School. You're listening to Sterling Knights Baseball on WSHS, Sterling High School Radio. And welcome back to Sterling High School. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Strauss here with you, bringing you all the action of the Knights baseball playoffs in South Jersey Group 2 tournament. Sean Calling and now Justin Horn joining us in his broadcasting debut here from Sterling High School. And top of the order here for the Sterling Knights as Dan Baldino looks at strike one. He walked back in the first inning. Joseph still on the mound. And a sharp grounder to third base. Nice scoop there by Gardner. Long throw and not able to corral it is Velez. I'm going to call that an infield hit. I mean, that would have been really tough.
Yeah, that was a pretty tough play right there.
You see the effort by the third baseman and the ability of Baldino to run it out. That shows his speed.
Yeah, Baldino, a really good runner. Got some strength, too.
So, I mean, that would have been a heck of a play. Actually, I'm going to call that actually an error. Looking at the replay, those of you at home don't have the luxury of the replay listening on Sterling Radio, but an error charged to the third baseman, Gardner, on the short throw. The 1-0 pitch showing bunt, and a nice bunt by Andrew Miller back to the third baseman and able to get the out but advance the runner.
Job's done. Good job.
Is Miller. And Baldino will move up to second base, one out. 5-3 on the putout, and that'll bring up Ryan McGoldrick, the shortstop, who walked back in the first but was stranded at second base to end the inning.
As you mentioned earlier, the pitchers, though, with Casey and Jason, they're battling back and forth, back and forth. Pitcher's duel, mean runs are at the minimum today.
Joseph looks back at second base, and McGoldrick hits a pop fly over to center field. And
drops
it
in.
Drops in.
Well, you know, with that sun out there, it's got to be pretty tough to catch.
Miscommunication there, and what should have been a sure out. And now you have McGoldrick on first and Baldino on second.
Bring up Donovan Casey. Casey lined out to center his first time up.
Big opportunity here for Donovan Casey, the pitcher, who lined out to center field back in the first. And Casey rips one down the first baseline, foul, giving chase to Velez. He's going to run out of real estate. 20 feet over the fence. It's 0-1.
Level swing, DC. Let's go.
Four straight batters now for Sterling. Each one of them has swung on the first pitch, or at least from an 0-1 count. Joseph looks back to second, and the pitch is low. Nice job by Ayala. Hang on to it, keep it in front of him. Waiting on deck is Andrew Matola, the third baseman, who walked in the first.
You see Casey real aggressive with pickoffs. Joseph here in the inning, concentrating more on the batter.
And Casey rips one over to third. And he gets through. And that's going to score the first run of the game as Baldino trots across the plate. It's 1-0 Sterling.
That was a hit, a good hard hit right by
keep it rolling, guys. Way to keep it
second
rolling
baseman
now.
And, you know, tough play to make.
Swing at a time.
So that puts Casey on first. And that brings up Andrew Matola, the third baseman. And the manager for Pemberton going to come out and make a change over at third base. Gardner going to come out and checking into the game for the Pemberton Hornets is going to be Shane Lopez.
Too important.
So Pemberton coach making a change quickly here.
He should, but he doesn't. See Matola, perfect opportunity. McGoldrick in scoring
Andrew.
Position. Bringing that second run.
So brief delay in the action as Sterling leads on the hit by Donovan Casey.
Matola up, Christmas in on deck.
Great opportunity for both of these hitters here. Joseph, the ball gets away as it was in the dirt. The runners will move up to second and third.
Now
Pemberton really in a pickle here.
This is all in one out, too. So pitcher 29 is getting a little wild right now.
See a big backstop in his field. A pass ball can get one, maybe even two bases at a time. Gortrick on third, Casey on second.
So two runners in scoring position for Joseph in some trouble here. Tola takes inside. Ball two. Goldrick on third, Casey at second. The 2-0 pitch to Matola. Right on the inside corner, strike one. Toll entering the game, hitting 360. 13 RBIs and one double. Great opportunity here for Matola. The 2-1 pitch from Joseph to Matola. Matola grounds one back to the pitcher, and he's going to look back the runner and go for the easy out. 1-3 on the putout. For the second out of the inning, that's going to bring up Chris Mazzone. He struck out looking back in the first inning.
Come on, Mazzone! Swing that bat!
Two on, two out here. The bottom of the third inning as Mazzone looks at strike one. Sterling got their first and only run of the game on a hit by Donovan Casey. Who's at second base, and Mazzone lifts one into left center field, and making the catch is Wolf to end the inning, and that's going to do it for the Knights, but they do get one run on two hits. They leave two on base, and that's going to do it for the third inning. It's 1-0 Sterling. You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio. We're back with the fourth inning right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Strauss, Sean Cowling, and Justin Ford, otherwise known as Justin Horn, bringing you live action of the Silver Knights baseball. Sterling currently leading 1-0 on the hit by Donovan, RBI single by Donovan Casey. And that's going to bring up middle of the lineup for Pemberton. Zach Joseph, Pat Hayduke, and Mark Ayala are into the lineup now for the Hornets.
As I mentioned earlier, some of this underclassmen on the field, we have alumni here. Dejad Haley, Justin Morales, Brett Mealy. I mean, alumni coming back to school, supporting their team. Really shows the tradition of this school.
Once again, 1-0 here from Sterling High School on the hit by Donovan Casey, the pitcher, so kind of helping his own cause there. And he's back on the mound to do work now, working against Zach Joseph, and he fouls one off. Third baseline, and Toll going to give it right back to Donovan Casey, 0-1. Joseph grounded out to second base back in the first inning to end the inning. Second pitch outside, ball one. It's a 1-1.
Casey really aggressive with his first pitch strikes almost every batter. I mean, he's rolling along. 1-0 lead here in the fourth, man. Keep his composure.
1-1 pitch fouled out of play over our heads and into the auxiliary fields behind us. And it's 1-2. One and two to Zach Joseph. Again, grounded out back in the first inning to second base. 1-0 here, Sterling. The pitch. Low and outside. Ball two. Now the 2-2 pitch from Donovan Casey. Right down the middle. And Joseph looks back and didn't really agree with the call. Either way, it's going to be a strikeout and the first out of the inning.
Yeah, Donovan Casey did really good with that at-bat right there. No, got ahead of him 2-1 and all that, so really got him there.
Fifth strikeout of the afternoon for Donovan Casey. That's his 54th on the season. As he skips one to Pat Hayduke for ball one. Great job so far by Donovan Casey. And his ERA and his stats don't lie there this late in the season. Under one as an ERA, 0.17 entering this game. It's probably lower than that now. As Hayduke looks at ball two. So Casey falling behind Hayduke, who struck out looking back in the second.
Donovan just won our run this year. I mean, that's what you got to do.
2-0 right down the middle. 2-1 to Hayduke. Donovan doesn't walk a lot of batters either, only 12 walks on the season. The 2-1 pitch right at the chest, thought it was a little high, did Hayduke, but it evens the count at 2-2. Nice job by Donovan Casey to rebound, and now the 2-2 pitch from him. Grounded over to shortstop, McGoldrick eats it up and throws it to first for the out.
Good job.
On a low throw to scoop it out was Callen.
Two down, boys.
6-3 on the putout if you're scoring at home.
Yeah, Donovan Casey, a really tough pitcher. I can tell that, you know, he gets to his batters first pitch strikes.
And that's going to bring up Mark Ayala, the catcher. He's had a pretty good game defensively, if nothing else. Singled back in the second inning. Again, got stranded at first base.
You get Casey's walks plus hits per inning pitch at 0.89. I mean, if you're in high school and have a whip below one, that's really amazing.
Beautiful day for baseball.
Yeah,
low 80s, humid. Nice little breeze blowing from right to left as Ayala looks at ball one. Now he's ready. It's even count at 1-1. Foul tip swing right into the glove of Ryan Smith, and now he's ahead of him again at 1-2. Donovan Casey working quickly here, and here comes the 1-2. A little high, ball two. Donovan Casey looking for that pitch. Almost at it. Now Casey looking to end the inning here with the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That's a sixth strikeout of the afternoon for Donovan Casey. And three up, three down for the Hornets. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We're going to move to the bottom of the fourth. It's 1-0 Sterling. You're listening to WSHS, Sterling High School Radio. We're back right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School, ladies and gentlemen. Sterling leads 1-0 on the RBI single by pitcher Donovan Casey, Rob Strauss, Sean Cowling, and Justin Horn joining us here for this bottom half of the fourth inning.
Got my name right this time.
Yeah, this time.
And then she's paying for this.
See, Casey really aggressive on the mound at the plate. I mean, that's that RBI single. We're all along with the shutout here. I mean,
two up for Sterling, Ryan Smith, Matt Callen, and JT Harding, who all went 1-2-3 back in the second inning.
As you mentioned earlier, Smith's big home run at West Effie. I mean, that was a monster. They showed it on the morning news. Couldn't believe how far it went. It was a shot.
At least it was about 330 to left field. And he cleared that left field fence over West Effort by a considerable amount. And the first pitch to Ryan Smith, high and outside. It's ball one. 1-0 Sterling. You're just joining us from the RBI single from Donovan Casey. Now the 1-0 pitch from Joseph to Ryan Smith. Lifts one into right field. Getting underneath it is Jefferson. And he makes the catch for the first out.
Come on,
Matt. F9 on the putout. If you like to do the score sheet at home. And I'll bring up Matt Callen, who struck out back in the second.
Come on, Matt.
Matt Callen coming into the game hitting 309. Looks at ball one. Or no, he got hit.
JT.
And that's going to put Matt Callen on first base.
Looked like he got hit in the leg right there.
That's going to bring up JT Harding. Popped out to second base to end the inning in the second. First pitch right down the middle, strike one.
You look at Harding, one home run of the year. I mean, I was watching that game on him. I mean, he... not the biggest player on the team, but that home run for his size was unbelievable.
Harding golfs one down the first baseline, picking up as a pitcher Joseph over to Velez for the out. 1-3 on the put up, but it moves Matt Callen over to second base.
Yeah, that was a pretty tough play right there, swinging bunt by JT Harding. It was going to be a bang bang play right there.
All right, back up to the top of the order now with Dan Baldino. A run scored back in the third, reached on an error, and walked.
Besides that Casey single, I mean, Zach Joseph is really rolling along. Certainly a pitcher's the whole game.
There you go.
And
nice
first
hit.
Pitch hits
Baldino
one.
Baldino sends it into the gap.
Into the gap. That's going to score a run. And Sterling's going to take a 2-0 lead on the stand-up double by Dan Baldino.
Where'd it go?
Yeah, Dan Baldino right there. Pure strength right there. He's a strong dude. I wrestled with him.
You're awesome, Matt.
In the past couple seasons, he's really strong. And he really knows how to hit the ball right.
His third double and his ninth RBI of the season gives Sterling a 2-0 lead. And that brings up Andrew Miller. 0-for-2 on the day. First pitch outside, ball one. Baldino swinging on the first pitch he saw. Drove it into left center field for a double. Waiting on deck now is McGoldrick. Second pitch high and inside, ball two. Again, 2-0 here from Sterling. Baldino, a RBI double.
Yeah, Baldino is one of the strongest guys you'll ever know and will meet.
The 2-0 pitch outside again. Now it's hitter's count for Andrew Miller. I wonder if he'll get the green light here with Baldino standing on second base. Andrew Miller coming in and hitting an impressive 375. 12 RBIs on the season. And he looks at strike one. Again, Miller hit into a fielder's choice back in the first and grounded to third. In the third inning. And he walks on.
So you got one run, second and first, one out.
That's going to bring up McGoldrick. One for one on the day with a walk. Sterling stranded him at third base back in the third inning, so Sterling, a great opportunity here to
two
break
outs,
this game
I mean,
open.
There's two outs, I mean, my bad. Little mistake.
Come on, Ryan.
Goldrick hitting 403 entering the game. Low. Ball one. Impressive season so far from Goldrick, leading the team in batting average, hits, and singles. The 1-0 pitch. Just on the inside part of the plate. 1-1.
You probably thought that was going to be called a ball, but the ump just caught it straight. So you got 1-1, two outs.
The 1-1 pitch, McGolder laces one into the left field gap.
Right,
and that's going to score at least one, so it's an RBI single for McGoldrick.
And it's going to be 3-0 Sterling.
That's it.
Sterling takes a 3-0 lead on the RBI single from McGoldrick. Miller moves to second.
Baldino scores for the second time today. Brings up Donovan Casey. He is the difference maker. He had that RBI single to get the game off. I mean, see if we can get more here.
Help his own cause here. And he laces one in down left field line. It's a fair ball. Coming around to score easily is Andrew Miller. McGoldrick's going to hold it second. And that's Donovan Casey's second RBI of the afternoon. And all of a sudden, it's 4-0 Sterling.
Yeah, this Sterling team is one tough team. No, second rank in all of South Jersey right now. So,
Mr. Strauss, last Thursday we had the River Sharks. I mean, they scored all four of the runs in one inning.
Yep.
And we got Sterling here, three of their four runs during the fourth inning.
So, Andrew Mottola swings at the first pitch, got 0-1.
Hey, 2-4, here we go, kid. Toll 0-1, and he swings it. Strike two. Grounded out to the pitcher. And his last at bat back in the third inning also walked.
Goldrick leads off from second, Casey off from first.
The 0-2 pitch to Mottola outside, ball one. And it was only a matter of time before you could almost feel Sterling knocking on the door. It was just a matter of time. That they finally answered the door, and they have. They responded nicely with three runs here in the inning. High and inside, ball two.
2-2 to Andrew Mottola.
We go back to Ryan Smith from running at West Def. I mean, that gave us the lead, and Sterling busting through with three runs this inning. Really shows how much of a comeback team they are.
Mottola rips one into close to second base and making the flip over for the play. Barely getting there was Andrew Allison. Right. Hits it over to Velez for the final out of the inning, but that's going to do it. But the damage already has been done. Sterling puts three runs across the plate there. Three runs on three hits, no errors, and two left on. That'll do it for the bottom half of the fourth inning. We'll move to the fifth. It's 4-0 Sterling. We're back right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Strauss, Sean Cowling, and Justin Horn. And Sterling just busted this game wide open. It's 4-0 Sterling. Getting three runs in that last inning on a pair of RBIs from McGoldrick and Donovan Casey. That's his second. And also Dan Baldino.
You see Casey clearly the difference maker today. I mean, he's doing on the mound at the plate, two RBIs, and he's pitching a shutout so far. It's really got to get the game going.
He's going to bring up Shane Lopez, who subbed in for Asher Gardner.
Yeah, he's over there.
Velez and Ertler. Now the first pitch from Donovan Casey here to lead off the top half of the fifth inning.
It's outside for a ball. 1-0.
First plate appearance. And he rips one over to second base. Harding flips it over to Callen for the first out. 4-3 on the putout, and that'll bring up Velez. Grounded out to short back in the second.
stay down. Where's the one?
Antoine!
Check that. Grounded to second. And the first pitch from Donovan Casey to Velez. Looks at strike one.
To mention Casey, really aggressive. First pitch strikes him. Probably close to over 50% of his batters. I mean, that's what you got to do.
The 0-1 pitch hit on the ground to McGoldrick. He's going to eat that one up, send it over to Callen for the out.
Two down.
Not stressed by Callen there at first.
Seems like Donovan Casey really starting to get into the rhythm right now.
Yeah, back-to-back ground outs right there. First to J.T. Arden, then to Ryan McGoldrick.
Bring up Joey Erler.
Erler swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 0-1. The 0-1 delivery from Casey ripped foul right down the first baseline. Now it's an 0-2 count to Erler, who reached on an error in the third.
So he's got 0-2 count. This is the kind of count that Donovan Casey needs. He doesn't need to be falling behind batters.
Donovan Casey already 6 strikeouts on the afternoon, looking for his 7th. The 0-2 pitch, right down the middle, and he's getting it. This is 3rd. 3 up, 3 down. That's his 7th strikeout. And that's going to do it for the 5th. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We're going to move to the bottom half of the 5th. It's 4-0 Sterling. You're listening to WSHS, Sterling High School Radio. We're back right after this. Welcome back to Sterling High School as there's a new pitcher on the mound for the Hornets. It's going to be number two. I'm trying to find our stat sheet. I don't think I have him on here, but it's going to be number two. I'm trying to get a name. I have the sheet. I think, Sean, you have that, yes?
Yes, number two is David Jefferson.
David Jefferson going to do the pitching details now for the Hornets. It's 4-0 Sterling.
Yeah, the Hornets kind of need a pitching change because, you know, their last pitcher is getting a little roughed up. Yeah, their last pitcher was getting a little roughed up, so they need a pitching change.
So due up for Sterling, Chris Mazzone, 0-2. Ryan Smith 0-2. And Matt Callen 0-1.
You mentioned Casey's ERA coming into this game at 0.17. It's definitely going down after this one.
And it's the opening round of the South Jersey Group 2 South Tournament. Also, while we have an opportunity here, just want to give a shout-out to the McGoldrick family. They're doing a fundraiser here called Diamonds for All. And they have a couple baskets set up out here. And they're asking everybody to gather up any used equipment, whether it's bats, balls, gloves, catcher's gear, training equipment, whatever, and bring them to the game. They're going to be collecting them and giving them to a youth organization in need. So great job by both Kylie, who's a star at Virginia Tech, and Ryan McGoldrick, just doing a great job for a great charity. So kudos to them. Anybody has any used equipment that they would like to donate, sure you can contact the McGoldrick family. They'll put it in the right spot.
You take a look at the bracket here, Mr. Strauss. If Sterling holds on the lead, they will go on to face the winner of Manchester Township and Cedar Creek.
And the first pitch from Jefferson. Outside, ball one. That game will be at home. Sterling's the 2 seed. That would be a 7-10 matchup, that Cedar Creek-Manchester Township matchup, as the 1-0 pitch hit on the ground to second base. Scooping it up as Andrew Allison flips it over to Velez for the out. So Mazzone goes down for the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up Ryan Smith, the catcher.
Come on, Ryan.
Ryan Smith grounded out to the pitcher and also flew out to right field back in the 4th inning. The first pitch to Ryan Smith, inside, ball one.
Yeah, Ryan Smith, you know, really good hitter. Last inning. Just a tough at bat right there.
1-0 delivery. And Smith hits a rocket into left center field, and giving chase is Wolf, and he makes the catch. And if we had a warning track, he would have been on it.
Yeah.
Strong shot there by Ryan Smith.
Yeah, pretty tough at bat again. Hit hard by Ryan Smith, and you know,
start again.
Just couldn't get it. Just got under it.
With weather like this, I mean, there's no wind. Christmas Inn had a ball earlier. If it would have carried, that would have went over the fence. And you see Ryan Smith set bat right there.
Matt Callen steps up to the plate now. He struck out in the second, was hit by a pitch, and scored a run in the fourth.
Pass ball by Jefferson.
Callen gets on. JT Harding waits in the wings. The 1-0 pitch hit on the ground, a shortstop. Tyler Allison flips it over to Velez for the out. And Sterling goes 1-2-3 in the inning. Three up, three down. That's going to do it for the top half of the fifth. It's still 4-0 Sterling. You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio. We're back right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School. Rob Strauss, Sean Cowling, and then the return of Kevin Schulze. It's 4-0 in favor of Sterling. And Schulze, you should, like, I don't know. You leave and we start scoring runs.
I don't know. I shouldn't
we
stick
either
around.
Need to keep, we either need to get rid of you or keep Justin.
Justin brought us some offense. Did a nice job in here coming on.
Take a little two in.
We did well.
Tyler Allison, top of the lineup now for Pemberton. And it looks at ball one. 4-0 Sterling.
But guys, typical what we've seen from Sterling this year. They put their bat on the ball. There's some errors, and you know, they get things going.
You see Allison, one of the more aggressive players for Pemberton. I mean, been on base twice. He's stolen two bases.
Allison lost one into left field. Connor Walsh underneath it, and he makes the catch. So one out here.
Casey, 5 1/3. Still no runs allowed. He's rolling along in this game.
Well, this is a Pemberton team that you can tell came in here. Yeah, we... in the type of team that's very scrappy, which you usually see with the 15th seed, but again, you go back to having Donovan Casey on the mound. You know, just a kid who's in complete control of this game. You know, you had a couple times where the runner's on base and he would just bear down, get a strike out there. You see the overpowering fastball, keeping it low, down at the knees.
David Jefferson up to the plate now for the Hornets. He struck out both appearances, both in the first and third inning. The 0-1 pitch from Donovan Casey is fouled out of play into the stands off the building behind us.
And the one nice thing about the way the playoffs are set up is you have Casey today, then you can go back and use him again on Friday. So you have that nice little gap between first and second round.
Jefferson looks at just missed him. It's 1-2.
Pitch from Casey.
Hit weakly down the third base line to Mottola. He's going to scoop it up, send it over to Callen for the out. Nice job by Mottola to charge on a ball that really died in that infield grass, Schulze.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do. You know, we saw a couple times there you had slow rollers where they barely got the force at second. The ball just dies in there. Great job, Mottola, coming up. And that's not an easy play to make coming up than making the accurate throw on the run.
That'll bring up Tyler Wolf, who was hit by a pitch in the third and struck out in the first.
You look at Casey's stats this year. I mean, it's sub one ERA as a junior. We still have another year that's coming on.
First pitch got away from Donovan Casey a little bit. Goes high and inside. Ball one.
I mean, his pitching staff with these underclassmen, Donovan Casey, Justin Ford, Brent Ewald, and Andrew Miller. Really shows you a bit of our farm system.
Check swing by Wolf. Apparently, he went around, according to the home plate umpire. Evens count at 1-1.
And you really have to like everything about him. I like his mechanics. I mean, the way he comes down and follows through really brings everything all the way down. You see that leg kick up top, and when you do that, you're not going to put as much pressure on your arm as some guys would that are just all arm and not really coming through. Gets his body into every pitch, and just a kid who's really thoroughly mechanically sound.
Wolf fouls off that last pitch, as I'm sure you heard. Now the 1-2 delivery from Donovan Casey on the way, high and inside, ball two. Pemberton really in need of some base runners right now. They have their work cut out for them against the Sterling ace and Donovan Casey. The 2-2 pitch low. And now that he runs the count full. Not a lot of people have scored runs against Donovan Casey this year. No. So in order to score four, that would, I guess, be a stretch.
And Robbie's typical of most aces where if you don't get to them early, chances are you're not going to get to them.
The 3-2 pitch fouled off down the first baseline and out of play. The count will hold at 3-2.
You look at most teams in this conference, they mostly have seniors as their ace pitcher. As we have like a bit of a farm system and underclassmen, we're one of the teams in this division that have a junior as their ace.
Now, pitching's the key, I think, at any level of baseball. And like you said, Sean, that's what Sterling has here.
And it's
going to
be
a couple years.
A walk, the first walk of the game issued by Donovan Casey will put Tyler Wolf on. And that's going to bring up Zach Joseph. All right, check that. That's going to bring up Zach Joseph, the pitcher.
That's just Casey's 13th walk allowed this year, man. That really shows you what he's all about.
So Pemberton only down to their last four outs. And they need four runs. Zach Joseph struck out in the fourth and grounded the second to end the inning back in the first. Pitch. Low. Ball one. Pat Hayduke, the DH, awaits on deck. Bring it on, and it's a liner right at JT Harding to end the inning. And that'll do it for Pemberton here in the top half of the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. We're going to move to the bottom half of the sixth inning. It's 4-0 Sterling. You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio. We're back right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School. Sterling leading 4-0 here as we enter the bottom half of the sixth inning. We mentioned this in the last half of the inning. And the Diamonds for All program run by the McGoldricks are looking for anybody to donate any used baseball and softball equipment. That's sponsored, of course, by Kylie, who graduated a couple years ago, and Ryan McGoldrick, the starting shortstop here at Sterling. And they have a couple bins over here. And those, Mr. McGoldrick's there collecting some equipment. They got a pretty nice bin over there filled up kind of nicely. So they're going to donate that to a good cause, Schulze.
Yeah, it is a great cause. And anybody who my kids have played, I've coached. You don't realize sometimes until you clean out your basement how much equipment you really
acquire over the years.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Under things, and it's in a lot of cases it's still pretty good because your kids, whether it's spikes or chest protector for catching, you know, you might only use it a couple years, and it's stuff that they can use for this foundation. And it's a great cause because I'm sure, Rob, you know, with your kids being young, getting into playing sports, how expensive all this equipment is new. And if you can find a way to get these kids the equipment that they need and they don't have to pay for it, obviously kids are in needy situations. It's really a great cause that these guys are behind.
And not to mention how quickly, and you have two guys at home too, and how quickly they grow out of the equipment.
Yeah.
Two up now for Sterling. JT Harding, he looks at strike one, it's 2-1.
As you mentioned, Kylie and Ryan, one of the very brother-sister tandem here at Sterling. Look at Kylie. I mean, she was 2008 state championship against Carteret. She was one of those key players.
JT Harding looks at strike two.
Continuing her career at Virginia Tech. Outstanding second baseman in the ACC.
Got to see her on ESPN, too.
That's big-time softball down there.
And Harding hits one right back to Jefferson, the pitcher, and flips it over to Velez for the first out of the inning.
Come on,
but what a player she was here. It was almost like the ball came in. It was like in one motion. It would come in and just go right back out. So quick. And, you know, you talk to Miss Towns. She said she was spoiled there for the 4 years that she was here, playing short, making plays that very few high school shortstops would make. But she was just on another level and a real nice kid to add to that.
You look at some of those softball teams as Dan Baldino steps in. You look at some of the softball teams that we've had here over the years, just incredible runs that they've had over the last 5-6 years. Just really just Miss Talent doing a great job with that team.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You look at where they've been going into playoff situations, usually as a high seed. You see a strike there, right there. As a high seed, a little bit different this year going in as a lower seed, but really starting to play a lot better. They've had a tough year. They have a very young team, and definitely a team that could possibly sneak up on some people.
3-0, the count to Baldino very, very quickly. Baldino having himself a career not a career night, but a pretty good night. He is one for one, had a big double and then scored a run. He has actually two runs scored, reached on an error, and walked.
Mr. George, you mentioned softball struggling this year, but you look back at last week, I mean, Missy Dow's no-hitter against Overbrook. I mean, that's a sophomore softball pitcher. If you can throw a no-hitter in high school, that's just unbelievable.
Well, yeah, that's one of the big, you know, you saw that game. There was a game prior to that against West Deptford. And, you know, they made a lot of errors but came back. And Sean, that's a good point. That's indicative of how well they're playing, how well they can play going into this playoff run here in the playoffs.
Paul Dino, I was watching it yesterday. I mean, she hit, well, I think it was the first batter got hit, and a couple of wild pitches. After that, she was just throwing along. Was able to get that no-hitter. Yeah.
Baldino walks after a 3-1 count. He stands on first base now. It brings up Andrew Miller, who walked and scored a run in the fourth. Miller shows bunt, but on the way to second is Baldino, and gets slides right underneath the tag of Tyler Allison.
I'll tell you, that was a real nice throw of IL. I mean, it wasn't there perfect, but the thing I liked about that was the quick release. Really got rid of it on a hurry, got a lot on it.
You see both leadoff hitters today.
Almost got him.
Tyler Allison and Dan Baldino, both aggressive on the base pass. This is Baldino's third time in scoring position. Let's see if he can score his third run of the game.
Three very, very big runs, so that walk may come back to hurt them a little bit as Miller swings through the pitch.
You see our next two hitters. I mean, you got Ryan McGoldrick on deck. He's one of the clutch hitters today. And you got Donovan Casey, the pitcher in the hole. I mean, he's the two key RBIs today.
1-1 the count to Andrew Miller, and he hits one into center field for a base hit. And Wolf going to give it a throw in, and holding it third is going to be Baldino. So it's a single for Miller.
Well, that's a good move, holding up Baldino at third, especially with McGoldrick and Donovan Casey coming up, and not a bad throw to hit the cutoff man, the pitcher right there. So,
you know, it's amazing how quickly that ball really dies when you hit that grass. And I think it's with Tuesdays we get the grass cut here, and that ball just really, really, as soon as it hits the grass, just kind of dies. That's going to bring up Ryan McGoldrick, 2-for-2 with a walk. Also has an RBI, and he looks at strike one.
Well, you see it in the outfield, and again, we pointed out at times you've seen it in the infield. You know, that last play, very important that Andrew Mottola came in, got the ball and run, really charged it, did a nice job, because you hold up any little bit, and you know, the ball's going to hold up. As
the 0-1 pitch hits McGoldrick, so he's going to move up, and that's also going to move Andrew Miller to second base, so now the bases are loaded for Donovan Casey.
I guess a good name for Donovan Casey today would be Captain Clutch. Good nickname for today. I mean, he's doing it all around.
And he's 2-for-3 with two RBIs.
I was waiting to hear you say, I was expecting Casey at the bat. That's what I thought. You're going to come up with.
We'll come up with some more.
Either one. That's fine. That works.
You looked at Team USA in the World Baseball Classic, got like David Wright, hearing the nickname Captain America. I mean, Donovan Casey right here, you call him Captain Clutch, you can call him Casey at the bat, too.
Yeah, you see that. Off-speed pitch that just nipped him a little bit.
I put McGoldrick on base for the fourth time today.
Casey came up with a big hit last time up.
Casey clearly one of players of the game, if not the player of the game.
Chance for Sterling to really break this wide open. The first pitch to Donovan Casey in there for a strike. Thought about the swing and then checked it, but either way, it's still going to be a strike.
Sterling unable to cash in the last base loaded opportunity. You see it here, 4-0, bases loaded, one out. See if Captain Clutch can come through here.
The 0-1, low and outside, evens the count at one. Lacrosse playing behind us, their season coming to a close. First round loss to Robbinsville as Casey lifts one into right center field, and getting underneath it, making the catch for the final out is Jefferson, and that's going to do it for Donovan Casey for the second out.
Mr. Strauss, you mentioned lacrosse having an amazing game. I mean, Tori Shankiewicz setting a South Jersey record and ain't even getting close to that New Jersey record. She's one of our premier athletes here at Sterling.
Tori's going to move on to Long Island University, take her lacrosse skills.
And you have to like, you know, what she was able to do and how that brought so much attention to it. A program that started off as a club program and has really come into its own. You know, the first couple of years they weren't competitive with some of the better teams, and now, you know, they're right there. Of course, you know, you still have the higher tier teams that they want to get to.
Andrew Mottola up to the plate now. 0 for 2 with a walk. A rough afternoon at the plate for Mottola, hitting in the 5 spot. The 0-1 pitch, high and inside. Ball one. You have to think if Pemberton can get out of this inning without having a run scored and leaving the bases loaded, that they still have an outside shot. But any hit you give up here may shut the door.
Yeah, and if you're strung, obviously, you know, it wouldn't hurt to get a couple of extra insurance runs. I mean, 4-0 is a decent lead. But
the 1-1 pitch just outside, 2-1. But Sterling, really an opportunity here to slam the door shut on this opening round matchup against the Hornets.
Mr. Schultz, you mentioned earlier back to lacrosse. I mean, Tori Shank, which she's one of the shows her versatility. She's one of our many three-sport athletes. I know she played soccer and basketball in the fall, and now she comes out playing lacrosse.
A 2-1 pitch. Mottola swings through it, 2-2.
Shows a lot of versatility.
Well, probably the most impressive thing about her is playing two sports in college at the Division I level. You very rarely see kids play two sports at any level, let alone a Division I level.
Soccer and lacrosse, correct?
Yeah. Yes, lacrosse and soccer.
Pulling a Bo Jackson. The 2-2. High and outside. And that's going to bring the count full here with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Sterling already leading 4-0 in the opening round of this South Jersey Group 2 South matchup.
Look at this baseball team. You got a guy like Matt Callen. He was a goalie in soccer. He clutched 3-point shooter in basketball. Comes out in a spring playing baseball.
The 3-2 pitch is outside, and that's going to walk in the fifth run of the afternoon for Sterling. And that's going to bring up Chris Mazzone, who's 0 for 3 on the day. 5-0 Sterling. That's Dan Baldino's third run scored on the afternoon.
And I don't think the Pemberton pitchers have done that bad of a job. We'll look at this. We'll see where this pitch was. Obviously, he wanted it, but that was outside. And, I mean, you know, there's times when you're getting that outside strike. You see a ball called right there. But I don't think they're doing too bad of a job with their location, but this is a very disciplined lineup, 1-9, when you're talking about Sterling. They don't swing at a lot of bad pitches.
The 1-0 pitch to Mazzone pops it straight up in the air down the first baseline. In foul territory is Velez, and he makes the catch for the final out. But Sterling gets another run. They now lead it 5-0. They do so on one run, one hit, no errors, and three left on. We're going to move over to the seventh inning. It's last chance time for Pemberton. It's 5-0 Sterling. You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio. We're back right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School. Sterling leading 5-0 here in the top of the seventh. It's last chance time for the Hornets. They'll have Hayduke Ayala and Lopez up to bat. And should Sterling hang on to win this game, this is opening round matchup. They await the winner of Manchester and Cedar Creek, Schulze.
Well, that's that situation where you're going against some teams that you don't know a whole lot about. You look at the top of the bracket, obviously, Sterling knows a lot about West Deptford, playing them twice. And, you know, if things work out how you would think they'd work out, and it's not always the case, you could be looking at a matchup in the semifinals, third time around here this year, of West Deptford and Sterling.
And first pitch is swung on and hit to shallow right field, and making a diving catch is Andrew Miller for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, good job of Miller. Looks like he called off JT Harding at the last minute. Harding kind of slid away, was able to make the catch. That's that play where you really want to, you always tell the younger players you want to communicate. Looks like they, he pulled off. Maybe he didn't pull off, but in any way, they were able to get that catch, where it's definitely a lot easier for the right fielder coming
in.
Yeah,
absolutely. The right fielder coming in, running towards the ball, and instead of JT Harding running backwards to the ball.
Right, right.
And that's going to bring up Mark Ayala. 1-for-2, swings at the first pitch, goes fouling out of play. It's 0-1.
I'm going to bring Justin in here for some more action.
Schulze, we'll join Schulze back for the post game, but Justin going to join us for the last couple outs here, hopefully for Sterling.
Yeah, I'm 0-1. Back.
And another foul back against the screen. It's 0-2. Ayala, again, 1-for-2, singled in the second, struck out in the fourth.
Yeah, Mr. Shaw, so look at our alumni here. I guess you can call it sort of alumni day, man. I just saw Corey Sloan. We have him, C.J. Hurts.
a whole lot of people here.
Deshaun Haley, Zach Gordon.
Yeah, a lot of the collegiate athletes, obviously they're done or done their second semester, so they're back home now. So it's good to see them with the support. 0-1 pitch from Donovan Casey outside, ball one.
Yeah,
it's 1-2, excuse me.
Yeah, those alumni, they were pretty good for us for the Sterling Knights. Got us a couple championships.
I saw Tyler Egan and Christian Washer earlier, and that shows you the tradition we really have here at Sterling.
Hey, oh, looks at a high ball, too. It's now 2-2. Pemberton in need of base runners down to the final two outs. Casey shakes off the first pitch and now delivers. And low for a full count.
This is something that Casey does not need to be. He's got a full count, one out. All he needs is just to get to the two outs.
The 3-2 delivery from Casey swung on, popped up a mile high. Casey giving chase, but now Ryan Smith running back, and he's not going to be able to make the catch. And kind of went forward and then backwards again, and Ryan Smith has a little chuckle for that one. I think that's one that he probably should have had. Him and Donovan Casey having a good time.
Yeah, the sun was in his eyes, so it was going to be a really tough play for Ryan Smith.
Smith really bad on the sun all day. I mean, once you flip that mask off, you have minimal time. Try to get that fly ball.
So the count remains full for Mark Ayala.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's got to do.
And now the 3-2 pitch from Donovan Casey. Swung on, hit right up the middle, and that's going to be a base hit, giving a diving effort with JT Harding, but I'm going to score that one a hit. It's the second hit of the afternoon for Mark Ayala.
Good attempt by JT Harding there.
Yeah, real good attempt. Just a tough play. Diving for that ball and trying to scoop it up.
That's going to bring up Shane Lopez in his only plate appearance. Grounded out to second. A defensive change for Sterling. Justin Ford.
Not Justin Horn.
Not Justin Horn is playing now left field.
Justin
in place
Horn's
of
me.
Connor Walsh.
Mr. Lopez came in for Ashton Gardner a couple of innings ago. Defensive replacement.
Ayala with the lead off of first base. And first pitch right down the middle for a strike to Shane Lopez.
Casey, once again, at first pitch strikes. He's been doing this all day.
Yeah, he has to get in front of his hitters. Get like a 0-2, 0-1. I mean, yeah, 0-1-2.
Could be grounder. Two here. His grounder over to JT Harding. Scoops over to Callen for one. And once again, that ball died in that infield grass. Otherwise, they had a possibility to turn two. But I think JT Harding was playing so far back that that would have been tough.
It's easy out at first. Donovan Casey out away from another complete game. I mean, he's coming off that big 12 strikeout game against West Effron. He's been a captain clutch today at the plate. He's doing a shutout so far. That's what you got to do.
Seven strikeouts on the afternoon for Donovan Casey. As it's going to be up to Otneil Velez. Check that. Made a substitution. Number 21 going to step in for the Hornets as he looks at strike one.
Yeah, Donovan Casey, one of the best pitchers that Sterling could have right now.
Antoine Wilson. Going to sub in for Velez. And he looks at two quick strikes. And this, Donovan Casey, one strike away now from shutting the door and advancing on in this Group 2 South tournament. The 0-2 pitch from Donovan Casey. Low, ball one.
You go back to Kylie McGoldrick. I mean, I think she signed with Virginia Tech as an underclassman. Donovan Casey as a junior, if he finds like the right college, right baseball school, he can sign up before he's senior year even.
The 1-2 pitch from Donovan Casey. High and outside.
Yeah, probably. He'll probably sign as a pitcher if he goes to like a college or if he gets drafted to the major leagues, maybe. If he was good enough.
Mark Ayala stands on second base. 2-2 count. Sterling leading 5-0 here in the top of the seventh. Donovan Casey and the Knights one strike away from advancing. Hit on the ground to third base. Gobbled up by McGoldrick. He's going to try and throw out at first base, and he gets it to end the game. Nice play by McGoldrick. Scoops it over to Matt Callen. And that's going to do it for this one. Donovan Casey, the complete game shutout. 7 strikeouts for Donovan Casey. Looked like it could have gone to either Mottola or McGoldrick, but McGoldrick called off Mottola, sent it over to Callen to end the game, and that's going to do it from everybody here at Sterling High. So Sterling's going to win 5-0 on another impressive game by Donovan Casey. 7 strikeouts, number of nights with RBIs, 3-run performance out of Dan Baldino, a 2-RBI performance out of Donovan Casey, kind of helping his own cause. And that's going to do it for this first-round opponent. Sterling wins 5-0 against the Hornets of Pemberton Township. They will advance to face either Manchester Township or Cedar Creek coming up later on this week. We'll be back with a post-game show right after this. Sterling wins 5-0. And welcome back to Sterling High School, ladies and gentlemen. Sterling defeats Pemberton 5-0 thanks to a complete game shutout, a 7 strikeout performance out of Donovan Casey. We're going to send it over to field side right now with Sean Cowling, who's standing by with Donovan Casey. Sean, over to you.
Sean Cowling here with a brilliant game from Donovan Casey, complete game shutout. You were there at the plate and out the mound. What pitches were working for you all game?
Mostly fastball changeup all day. A little bit of a slider. Got him off balance.
I was talking with Mr. Strauss and Mr. Schulz as the game was going on. We gave you a bit of a nickname calling you Captain Clutch. I mean, you had it at the plate. You had 3 RBIs to complete game. I mean, how would you, like, manage to keep your composure?
Just having fun, I guess. Keeping it easy.
I know you came into this game with a sub-1 ERA. I mean, your ERA is close to 0.1. I mean, how do you, like, maintain, like, stopping the runs and just striking out batters?
Mostly good defense. My hitters going, score me runs, and then I feel more comfortable, puts more pressure on the other team to score more runs, which they have a hard time because they have to pull the ball and play.
All right, that does it for Donovan. Great game.
Thank you.
Bring on Mr. Schulz along with Dan Baldino.
Thanks, Sean. Outstanding job. And we'll move up a little bit here, Dan. Dan, I'll tell you what, when we look at your team, the one thing that we look at is you guys just keep firing away, do what you have to do, keep the ball in play to get runs. Was there any type of frustration here early on in this game?
Yeah, it usually happens a lot in the games that people usually, like, are ahead of the ball and pop it up most of the time. But we got through and started actually hitting the ball hard on the ground.
Yeah, and you don't get the sense – you're getting pelted here. It's become a tradition. You don't get the sense that your team – is that frustrated? You don't get on each other. You get on each other in a positive way to pick each other up. Is that what's going on in there?
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going on. No one does it negatively. We got to pick each other up throughout the entire game if we want to go far.
Yeah, and obviously your job as a leadoff hitter is to get on. How confident? It just seems like this team, no matter what happens, feels like they can get to any pitcher at any time, as evidenced by what happened in that West Stepford game. Is that what has how your team feels, especially when you get deeper in the playoffs and you're going against better pitchers?
Yeah, we get more and more confident throughout the game. I guess now since it's playoffs, we're more confident than ever. So we want to go pretty far.
And as far as what's ahead for you guys, do you guys know anything about any of the teams that are ahead of you? I believe it's Manchester or Cedar Creek coming up.
I'm not sure about either of them, but I know we have Buenos up there who knocked us out last year, so we won good revenge against them. And it's either West Stepford or Overbrook. They played today, and I think we're playing them next round or round after that.
Dan, congratulations. Great job today, and best of luck the rest of the way. And I think we'll bring in – are we going to bring in Coach Hoffman over here? Coach, nice job today. Okay, I know, you know, we'd seen you Saturday. How is it a little nerve-wracking leading up to that first game in the playoffs for you? What was your feeling coming into this game?
Well, anytime you get into the playoffs, it's nerve-wracking, whether you're a top seed or a low seed, because it's one and done, and you got to come out and play your A game, and if you don't, things can get a little hairy. And I think today, you know, I won't say it's a wake-up call for us, but we saw it wasn't a done deal today. We had to work hard. We had to scratch and claw to get some runs through. We had to rely on our pitching and rely on our defense, and we came away with a win today.
And that leads to my next question. What did you say to the kids, especially last year against Willingboro? You had a tight game that just eked out in the first round. What did you say to the kids coming into this game?
We talked about Willingboro last year. We have a veteran team. We have 9 seniors on the team. We have many returners from last year, so we know what could happen in any round. Looking at Willingboro last year, we didn't want that to happen again, and I think this was a little bit too close of a feeling of that Willingboro feeling. We talked about it. We talked about getting ahead early. We talked about waiting on the pitcher, putting balls in play. We weren't doing that early on in the game. Another thing we did talk about was 2-out hits, and that one inning we had 3 2-out hits that scored 3 runs, so that was a positive for us today.
Well, that's the one thing that I talked to Danny about was the fact that even though you're not successful early on in games, it seems like you guys stick with that approach and wear down pitchers like you did in the West Effort Day game and pretty much like you did today as far as keeping the ball in play.
Yeah, well, I think one of our positives that we have with our team is our offense when we're hitting the ball, when we're seeing the ball well. We can get the pitchers. We can make them throw our pitches instead of their pitches at times. But today, early on in the game, we are chasing pitches. We are chasing his pitch instead of waiting for our pitch. They're going away from us, and we weren't letting the ball get in the zone, and we were popping up, hitting weak ground balls. So it started to get a little frustrating. We had opportunities early. We had bases loaded, I call one time. We had base runners. We didn't get the job done until that fourth or fifth inning when we started to hit the ball a little bit. Even towards the end in the sixth inning, we had another opportunity, and we didn't get the job done. So we have a lot of work to do. We definitely have a lot of work to do. Obviously, it's a win. And we're going forward, but we got to do some work in practice. Stay positive, stay confident, and we'll see what happens.
How good does it feel getting any type of lead when you have a kid like Donovan Casey on the mound?
Well, anytime you get a lead for almost any of our pitchers, it's a confidence builder. You never want to play from behind. You start to approach the plate differently. You start to play defense differently. You know you're one mistake away from falling behind, which a couple of games this year we were. Donovan pitched well. Connor pitched well. Other pitchers pitched well. We made some mistakes in the field because we didn't get ahead with our offense. So those one mistakes, they cost us. But today we didn't make those mistakes. We stayed ahead. Having Donovan out in the mound, getting that one run, you feel that could win games with our pitchers. You can win a 1-0 game, 2-1 game, 3-2 game. Feels a lot better than when you're winning 10-0, 11-0, though.
Sure, absolutely. Now, and I asked Danny this question. I'll throw it to you. What do you know and what are you going to do the next couple days in reference to it's either Manchester Township or Cedar Creek?
Yeah, we don't know very much about either school. We'll have to do our research. Look in the papers, look at NJ.com, see if they have any games this week. Maybe take a little bit of ride, a little bit of a scouting trip to check them out. But we have Cherry Hill West on Thursday, top 10 school. We'll be able to get a little bit of practice to get ready for Friday. We're going to go about Thursday, though, like we would any game, going about it to win. Hopefully we'll see some good pitching, and hopefully we play well on Thursday, bring that right into Friday.
Is it good having rather than having three open days than a game, to have that game to keep you in a rhythm?
Sometimes it's good. I would prefer to have the game tomorrow or Wednesday to give us that one practice day before the game on Friday. It's baseball. It's high school baseball. We just played a team last week, Overbrook, who played every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and they got a playoff game today. We had a lot of games where we played in a row, so this is nothing different than anything else we've done this year. So we just got to see what the schedule is and go with the schedule and move ahead.
Coach, thanks for coming on with us. Congratulations on the first round win and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And we'll take it back to Rob Strauss over there along the first baseline.
Thank you, Schulze. And once again, Sterling defeats Pemberton 5-0, a 2-15 matchup. Sterling going to come away with a 5-0 win. And thanks to the great outstanding performance by Donovan Casey, a complete game shutout, 7 strikeouts to add to his already amazing total on the year. His ERA is going to dip again if that's possible. So great job by Donovan Casey and the rest of the Sterling Knights, Dan Baldino and Coach Hoffman, just having an outstanding game. That's going to do it for us here at Channel 19 and on Sterling High School Radio. Sterling wins 5-0. They will await the winner of Cedar Creek and Manchester Township. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Have a great night.